Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Would you read with me the title of this morning's sermon? Can you see the sign? Based on Isaiah 7, especially 14 verse. Let me read that for you again. The prophet said, "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin will conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel." I invite you to turn to your worship folder this morning, find upon it the sermon outline, and follow along as we consider our theme, Can You See the Sign? In 2006, there was a very interesting and engaging and almost controversial movie, which title was The Children of Men. And this movie foretells a frightening future in which not a single baby has been born for almost 20 years. It doesn't take long before people around the world are pointing the finger at blame. Who's to blame? Is God punishing us? Some wonder, are foreigners corrupting us? Society breaks down in civil war and there are racial tensions. Refugees from poor countries flood into Great Britain. The government puts up walls and barbed wire and detainment camps to keep the outsiders out. Then, into this chaotic world of darkness and despair, a young African girl comes. Her name is Ki. And suddenly, Ki finds herself to be pregnant. And no one knows how. It's a miracle. The main character, Theo, is enlisted by the government to escort Ki out of the country so she can give birth to this baby. But when they're delayed, she gives birth in a refugee camp. During a fierce gun battle, the baby begins to cry. And the fighting automatically stops as the soldiers put down their gun and listen in awe. For the first time in 20 years, they hear the cry of a newborn baby. But what does this birth mean? Key's baby, is it a sign of hope? The future of the human race? Is it a sign of judgment on their hatred and their violence? And as soon as the baby and his mother move on, the battle resumes. Is Key's baby a sign of hope or judgment? That depends because what a sign means depends on how you see it. In our sermon text from Isaiah chapter 7, the prophet tells Ahaz, the king of Judah, that God will give him a sign of hope. But this sign became a sign of judgment for Ahaz. Ahaz lived in a time of fear and doubt. It was about 700 BC, before the birth of Christ. The nation of Judah was being attacked on all sides by enemy governments. King Ahaz could have trusted the Lord his God to deliver Judah, but he turned his back on the Lord and he worshiped worthless idols. He turned to a pagan nation, Assyria, for help rather than to the Lord. But the Lord sent the prophet Isaiah to Ahaz to give him hope. Isaiah told Ahaz, "Turn from worthless idols and live. Turn from pagan nations. Return to the Lord your God." But sadly, Ahaz would not listen, and he would not believe. He wanted to carry out his own plans without any of God's interference. But the Lord still wanted to help. So Ahaz was told by the prophet, "Go ahead, ask the Lord your God for a sign, any sign to confirm the Lord wants to help you." We read in verses 10 to 11. Again the Lord spoke to Ahaz, "Ask a sign of the Lord your God. Let it be as deep as Sheol or as high as heaven." But Ahaz refused the sign because he preferred the help of Assyria over the help of the Lord his God. But the Lord was still more stubborn than Ahaz. The Lord still gave the sign. And the sign meant for hope became for Ahaz a sign of judgment. We can just hear the frustration in the prophet Isaiah's voice. Listen to verse 13 and 14. O Ahaz, is it too little for you to weary men that you weary my God also? Therefore the Lord will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall name his name Emmanuel. In the Hebrew language, as we heard earlier, Emmanuel means God is with us. The sign of Emmanuel was meant to say to Ahaz, God is with us, there is hope. But because of Ahab's stubborn unbelief and how he saw the sign as an interference in his plans, the sign of Emmanuel became a sign of judgment. God is with us, and he's come for judgment. Yet, this sign of Emmanuel would be later fulfilled in a greater way than Ahaz could ever have imagined. For the sign of Emmanuel was not fulfilled just at the time of Ahaz. Its greater fulfillment came much later, in a manger, in a little town called Bethlehem. And we will see again that what a sign means depends on how you see it. The sign of Emmanuel was good news for Mary and Joseph some years after Isaiah and the king Ahaz. But like Ahaz, Joseph and Mary lived in a time of fear and doubt. They lived in an occupied country. Judah was under the boot of the Roman government. Mary was pregnant. But they weren't even married yet. They were engaged. Joseph assumed she had been unfaithful to him and was considering setting her away and breaking the engagement. Verse 19 of today's gospel reading from Matthew 1 says this. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to publicly put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But an angel was sent by God to give Joseph the sign of Emmanuel in a dream. Matthew tells us, listen to what Matthew says. And an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Joseph, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit, and you shall call his name Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins. And Matthew records all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. For both Mary and Joseph, the sign of Emmanuel was a sign of hope and of promise and forgiveness, because what a sign means depends on how you see it. My friends, on this fourth Sunday of Advent, just a few days before Christmas, let me ask you, what does the sign of Emmanuel mean for you? Like King Ahaz, like Joseph and Mary, we too live in a time of fear and doubt. Wars and threats of terrorism are all around us in the world. Our cost of living just seems to keep rising. Political changes are at a foot. Health issues and other challenges abound for our families. We wonder often, what new perversion will our society force upon us this week? And when many people have anxiety and fear, what do? They cling to the false gods and empty promises of this world, like Ahaz, instead of trusting in the Lord our God. But especially at this holy and precious time of the year, we're to remember that Almighty God sent His Son, Jesus Emmanuel, to give us hope. Jesus is the sign of Emmanuel. Jesus is God with us. And Jesus tells us in Revelation 1, verse 17, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last, the Alpha and the Omega. I was dead, but behold, I am alive forevermore, and I hold the keys of death and hell in my hand." Jesus tells us in John 14, 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." And Jesus tells us in John 11, 25, a promise I spoke yesterday at Pearl Garland's memorial. Jesus says to us, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, yet he dies, yet shall he live." All these wonderful gifts, victory over fear, victory over sin, victory over death, victory over the devil, are all of ours because God gave us that first gift at Christmas time. Jesus, the sign of Emmanuel. God has come to us in the flesh and blood of that Christ child, that baby of Christmas. Look into that Bethlehem manger, won't you? Look into that manger. What do you see? More than just a cute baby. He is God in human flesh. He is the sign in the manger. Do you see the sign? He is Emmanuel, God with us. And by coming in the flesh, Jesus took upon himself our fears. He took upon himself our conflicts. He took upon himself our sins. And Jesus Emmanuel, God with us, was killed. The battle for our eternal souls was waged upon him on that cross, and the battle killed him. Died, he did. But he rose again in victory over death and the grave. And he gives that same victory to anyone who places their trust in him. And this Jesus Emmanuel, God with us, is with us still. He told us in Holy Scripture this precious promise. He said, "Wherever two or three of you are gathered together, there I am in their midst." And now, would you turn your eyes to our altar? Look at this beautiful altar that graces the very center of our chancel. What do you see here? Do you see the sign? Can you see the sign? Our Jesus once spoke some powerful words that we repeat each and every Sunday we gather around this altar. What did he say? He said, "Take and eat. This is my body. Take and drink. This is my blood, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins." Here in this Holy Supper, in, with, and under their bread and wine, our Lord Emmanuel gives to us again and again freely the gift of himself for the forgiveness of our sins, for the strengthening of our faith. Yes, the Lord's Supper is yet one more sign of Emmanuel. In this holy meal, God is with us in a very personal and special way. The purpose of this Emmanuel sign in the holy meal is to assure us that God is with us, that God is for us, that our sins are forgiven. And make no mistake about it, each and every time you kneel at this rail, each and every time you will come face to face with your Savior who loved you and gave Himself for you and rose from death for you. What a sign! Emmanuel, God is with us. What a sign. Back in the early 1970s, when I was in high school in the USA, there was a very popular rock and roll song by a Canadian group. I didn't know it at that point. Now I do. And the song was entitled Signs. The main idea of the song was, all around us in life are signs telling us, do this, don't do that. Signs to make us feel guilty. Signs to make us feel we don't measure up. Signs to declare to us, there's no way you can obey all the signs. The chorus of the song went like this. Signs, signs, everywhere a sign. Blocking out the scenery, breaking my mind. Do this, don't do that. Can't you read the signs? Now, just the opposite of this bad news song about signs is God's Christmas love song to you about the sign of Emmanuel. Jesus Emmanuel is God's love song written just for you. The song first sung by the angels to Bethlehem shepherds is now sung to you and me today. For unto us is born a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Jesus is the sign of Emmanuel. That was the Christmas message placed by Mary so ever gently in that Bethlehem manger. God is with us. God is for us. Can you see the sign? What a sign. In the name of Jesus. Amen.